Well, you know, it's
pretty presumptuous for you to even assume that I do anything with another man other than love him and share my life with him. It's pretty presumptuous.
If you're gay, what else do you do?
That, you know, it's your stereotyping. Exactly. It's your ignorance is why I came out to say.
What is there to be ignorant
about?
You're
being
gay. What is gay? Explain to me then what gay is.
Being gay is that I have a love for another man.
How can you be a role model when you're teaching prejudice, discrimination, homophobia, you know, to our children? How
is
that being a role model?
Homophobia, bud.
All right. Let him answer.
I don't teach him that a homosexual lifestyle is okay either. And I don't want it taught
by
to my children by anyone.
Okay. You're teaching
and
them
I
that
do
it's
not want my
homophobic.
Kids to think of a role model as a queer. I don't want that. Their point of view is always worth hearing, and they always have the right to state it. But when I say I don't feel that way, I feel completely different.
Okay.
I'm a homophobe, I'm racist, I'm this, I hate, I'm everything.
Well, this AIDS thing, these people starting up with this AIDS thing. AIDS is also a heterosexual disease. It's not necessarily a homosexual disease.
I don't believe it started in heterosexuality.
No, in fact, you know, it's perceived to be a gay disease, which is why it's spreading more rapidly through the heterosexual community than any other single segment
That's
of the
right.
population, because people don't think it can happen to them.
Well, I think there's a problem, because when you're in public office, first of all, I identify homosexuality as a behavior problem.
That's your problem.
Well, just now, hang on for a second, Mayor. I'm going to give you the due respect that you deserve as your elected post. And
talk.
What's the name?
Shut up. Talk.
What town?
Shut up and let him talk.
See, your operation must have affected you because you're being very rude. So I'm just going to overlook that and keep talking.
That's right.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. I didn't insult her.
Okay.
All I'm saying is that with homosexuality, it's a behavior problem. Homosexuality is not a normal function. I don't believe two men in bed having anal intercourse or sex
but
is a
normal. But
okay,
we're not talking about that. We're not talking about that.
But I don't think that...
What is a homosexual lifestyle? It's two people cohabitating
no,
the same sex.
My homosexual lifestyle is I go to work, we come home,
Wait
we mow the lawn, we go
what
to
are
church,
you,
we
do,
work.
Do you have a lover? Do you have
it
a boyfriend?
Matter. I have a 14-year companion, yes.
You have a 14-year-old that you're living
no,
in a
no,
perverted...
No, I've been with him 14 years.
14 years. What is a homosexual relationship? Can anybody answer
two
that?
Men loving each other,
two men loving each other,
other
two women
wait, wait,
loving
when
each other.
When they say love it, I
Frank.
Love my brother, but I'm not going to jump in bed
Frank.
With him.
Frank.
Yeah. That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
Right on.
Okay, hold on a second here. Frank, from what I know about public office, there shouldn't be a lot of copulating going on of any variety.
No, but here's the thing. If a man or a woman is born, when a woman gives birth, she gives birth to a male or female baby. That's definite. I've never
no
seen a woman
that.
Give birth to a baby and the man take his penis out and the baby start nursing. He's born a male or a female.
I'm worried about how this homophobia creates violence. And even the airing of this show, the violence that will be done to gay and lesbian people all over this country because of the hatred and the homophobia of these ignorant people.
Homosexuality is not a normal function.